Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful, the Lord is kind, God is awesome, and all that. Amen. We have made it to day four of our 40-day journey, together with prayer and fasting. During this Lenten season, thank you all for taking the journey with us and taking the time to tune in daily to these daily prayer calls. Truly appreciate it, even on a Saturday morning. Got a little snow around our way, but it's all good. It's all good. God is good. And so we do have a word for you this morning, and as I stated, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to keep it under 15 minutes. So let's get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from Psalm 68. Psalm 68. And I want to notice in your hearing verses 19 and 20, Psalm 68. In your own personal private time with God, read the entire psalm, which I know will be a blessing to your life. But for our time this morning, there's a part of the scripture that stood out to me. So we're going to look at verses 19 and 20. And I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. That's Psalm 68, verses 19 and 20. New King James Version. Here's what the Lord's word of the Lord says. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about prepaid benefits. Prepaid benefits. Beloved, the other day I used a gift card that I received from some time ago. And as I used the card to make a purchase, it dawned on me that I was blessed by this prepaid benefit. It was a prepaid blessing that I received from someone who thought enough to give me a gift card. Now, here's the thing. With this prepaid blessing, I didn't produce it. With this prepaid blessing, I definitely didn't pay for it. But I got the power backed by the card to use it to purchase my items. And like this gift card, we all have from God prepaid blessings, a prepaid benefit that comes to us on a consistent basis. And I believe, beloved, that in these two verses, the relevant question this morning is, well what are our prepaid benefits? what, Pastor Joe, are our prepaid blessings? You keep talking about prepaid benefits, prepaid blessings. What are our prepaid benefits? What are our prepaid blessings? These two verses, I believe, will show us what our prepaid blessings are. Number one, the fact of the matter is he keeps reloading daily blessings. Look at the A clause of verse 19. It says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. See, we're the gift card. And what God does on a daily basis is loads us with benefits. Oh, my goodness. If that don't cause you to shout, I don't know what would. We receive prepaid blessings and prepaid or pre-purchased benefits on a daily basis. God loads our gift cards, the gift card of our lives, with benefits on a daily basis. The fact that we woke up this morning is a prepaid benefit. The fact that we are breathing, the fact that we have some semblance of health and strength is a benefit. The fact that you're on this call is a benefit. God loads us and keeps reloading daily blessings, daily benefits. The Bible says, blessed is the Lord who loads, daily loads us with benefits. But there's more here, beloved. The second thing that's important to understand is that not only does God load us or reload us with daily blessings, but the second thing is he keeps relieving us of constant burdens. He keeps relieving us of constant burdens. Now, you will notice, for those of you who may be reading this in the NIV version of the Bible, that the Bible says that he bears our burdens. That's what it says in the NIV. He bears our burdens. So not only is God reloading daily blessings, New King James Version, but he keeps relieving us of constant burdens. What a benefit, what a blessing that we serve a God, and blessed be the Lord, because he constantly is relieving us of burdens of this life. So God not only wants us to enjoy daily blessings, but a part of the prepaid package of the gift card of your life is that God keeps relieving us of constant burdens. Watch this. He relieves us of constant burdens so that we can enjoy the daily reloaded blessings. God says, I'll relieve your burdens, and then I'll drop these blessings on you in your prepaid gift card life. I love it. I love it. But there's more here, beloved. Not only does he reload daily our blessings on our gift card of our lives, not only is he relieving us of constant burdens, but here's the last thing I want to give you. He keeps reminding us that we're bought with the price of his blood. He keeps reminding us that we are bought with the price of his blood. Watch this. Verse 20 says, our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. Escapes from death. How is it that we're able to escape from death? Because our God is the God of salvation. Listen, salvation was pre-purchased, prepaid for us. Our salvation was pre-purchased, prepackaged, prepaid benefit and blessing from the foundation of the world. It was already mandated that Jesus would go to the cross and die for us. So salvation is free, but how many know it's not cheap? So the God of our salvation, who is sovereign, that's what it says in the NIV version, the God of our salvation, who is sovereign, gives us the benefit or the blessing that we might be bought by his blood with a price. And isn't it good news to know that we're blood bought and blood washed? Because we're blood bought and blood washed, we can escape death. We have been given a gift of salvation that allows us to escape eternal death. So I love it. I love it. The God of our salvation, who is sovereign, has given us a special, special gift. And he reminds us that we have been bought with the price of his blood. So he reloads daily our blessings. He relieves us of constant burdens. He's always reminding us that we are bought with a price, bought by his blood. Aren't you glad he reloaded our blessings and bears our burdens on a daily basis? And that a long time ago, he prepaid, hallelujah, the purchase of our salvation with his own blood. I love it. Hold on to that, beloved. Know that you have prepaid benefits that come on a daily basis from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on a Saturday morning grateful and thankful for those prepaid, preloaded benefits and blessings that you constantly give us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord God, that in addition to that, not only do you bless us, but you relieve us of the burdens of our lives, Lord God. That's a blessing within itself, that we are relieved of the burdens that come upon our shoulders, oh God. Thank you for that. You are the lifter of our heads. You are the lifter of our burdens. We honor you, God. And then, God, thank you that you're sovereign. Thank you, Lord God, that you're the God of salvation. Thank you, Lord God. That means that we have been blood bought and blood washed, and therefore we can escape death because, Lord God, you have prepaid for us on Calvary. You prepaid for our sins on Calvary, Lord God. You prepaid for us, Lord God, when we should have hung on the cross. We thank you, God, for all that you continue to do for us. Bless us now, God, and keep us. Continue to make your face to shine upon us. And God, we just want to say this morning we're grateful for how you continue to give us everything that we need. Thank you for prepaid blessings. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, I think you, like me, are shouting, thank you, Lord, for the gift card of our lives that are constantly reloaded with benefits and blessings. And thank you, Lord God, that you give us an opportunity to be relieved of our burdens, and then you remind us of your blood. Take that with you on this weekend. Listen, we're off tomorrow, but we'll pick up day 5 on Monday. Do me a favor and get to church and give God some praise as we continue to fast and pray together. Amen.